الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evil and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companion. In continuation of our series of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-adl, the all-just. Allah's beautiful divine names, namely al-adl, the all-just, which the whole Muslim nation agrees to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty. And which is therefore one of Allah's beautiful divine names. Allah most gracious is all just in His creation, just as He is all just in His legislation, cosmic laws and acts. If man were made to see all living microscopic creatures that exist in water, he would abstain from drinking it. If the human eye were given the power to see all things, our life would be not only miserable, but also unbearable. And if the human eye were made too weak to see dangerous things around us, we would not be able to survive. Both cases symbolize improper deviation from the right and just work of the human eye. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, is all just in His creation, not only of the human eye, but all other things as well. The human ear, which is specially designed by the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Just, to hear only the sounds that befit the human life on earth. There are a great many sounds that exist in the world, but we do not hear them. If we did, human life would be unbearable. Ordinary sound waves fade away, while electromagnet ones do not. A spacecraft was launched to Jupiter at a speed of 40,000 miles per hour. As soon as it reached Jupiter after 6 years of continuous travel, It sent radio messages to the earth. Radio waves do not fade away, while those of ordinary sound do. That's why electromagnetic waves are used for radio transmission and communication. Now, if ordinary sound waves were like electromagnet, ones that do not weaken or fade away, you would hear in this masjid in Washington, D.C., all sounds existing in the whole world, all at once. You would hear the sound of the sea waves, factories, and life would be impossible. Hence, creation of the human ear and the nature of sound in such a way as to fit each other is right and just. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just say, which means, verily, we, Allah, have created all things in due measures. Your sight is made in due measures, and so is your hearing. If your sense nerves were made to grow more than they do, your life would be impossible. The same thing applies for your pressure nerves, as well as nerves that have to do with your vision, hearing, and movement. Joint of the elbow is most properly located in the human body. It helps you eat and drink most easily. If it were located somewhere else in your body, you would have to put a plate on the ground and lie down in order to eat food with the help of your tongue, as animals do. Therefore, location of the joint of your elbow is right and just. Location of the arm on the shoulder is also right and just. If it were located on the hip and made to hang down to the feet, life would be unbearable. If the eye were located on the top of the head, in the back, or in the palm of your hand, your life and work system would get confused. In the same context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Just, says, which means, O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most gracious and the most generous, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and give you due proportion? In whatever form He will, He put you together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Just, has created you, your senses, parts, organs, and system in a right, just way, and in due measures and proportions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rightness and justness are also manifested in the fiber used in textile. If a piece of cloth were to get worn out from the very first time we wore it, life would be too hard for people. It is totally unreasonable and even unbearable for people to buy new clothes or have them made every day. However, fiber is usually strong enough to endure at least 1 or 2 years before it is worn out. Hence, the fiber that we use in textile shows clearly that the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created it in a right, just way. A hen usually lays 1 egg a day. This is right and just. For if it laid one egg a month or a year, eggs would be too expensive. And if further cost more than the milk that cows would produce, no one would keep cows. But the quantity of milk that a cow produces is right and just compared to the cost of fodder a cow needs. We can go on for 100 years giving innumerable examples of the Quranic fact that cause means, verily, we, Allah, have created all things in due measures. This verse means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Just, has created all things in due measures and in a right, just way. In Allah's creations, there is no extremism, immoderation, or contradiction. The earth is most rightly and justly spaced apart from the sun. If the earth was closer to the sun, it would be a blazing furnace. If it were further, it would be an ice grave. Distances between the sun and the earth and between all of the heavenly objects are mostly rightly and justly designed. An embryo remains in its mother's womb for 9 months. If it were remained for 5 years, it would be intolerable. If it remained for only 1 week, one mother would have hundreds of children, which is also unbearable. But the period of time that an embryo has to stay in its mother's womb is most rightly and justly designed. If woman's evolution went on till the end of her life, she would have babies even when she were 80 or more years old, which would be really unbearable. Due to Allah's mercy upon women, He most gracious makes evolution usually goes on until they are only 45 or 50. In other words, evolution in woman is most rightly and justly designed. The foregoing examples are spontaneous, unprepared ones derived from the creation of the heavens and earth, the sun and the moon, and the night and the day. If the day were 50 hours long, while your power were only 8 hours, you would, for example, open your shop for 8 hours and then close it. Go home to sleep and have some rest during the day while other fellow humans would be working. Then you would come back to resume work in the shop while others were asleep. If the day were made 50 hours long, human life would be unbearable. In this context, Allah, the All Just, says what means, say, O Muhammad, tell me if Allah made the night continuous for you till the day of resurrection. Which God besides Allah could bring you light? Will you not then hear, say, tell me, if Allah made the day continuous for you till the day of resurrection, which God besides Allah could bring you night wherein you rest? Will you not then see? You should believe that the length of the day and the night, the distance between the sun and the moon and the earth, and the size of the moon and the earth are all most rightly and justly designed. If the earth was 5 times as greater as it usually is, your weight would be 5 times greater than it is. and your movement on the surface of the earth would be unbearable. This is because man's weight is proportional with the size of the earth. And man's weight on the moon's surface is 1/6 of his weight on the earth. Therefore, the size of the earth, its density, its power and gravity, and its distance from the sun and the moon while going round the sun in orbit, are all most right and just. Praised is Allah, who has created all things most rightly and justly. As for crops, if wheat were made to get ripe successfully, like melons, for example, we would need to check spikes of grains one by one in order to see if they have ripe or not. However, all spikes of grains need 3 months to ripen and are harvested all together at one time. As for fruits, they ripen successfully. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most generous, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and give you due proportion in whatever form he willed, he put you together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, is all just in his creation. As he, glory to him, creates all things with utmost divine wisdom and justness. This is what the foregoing Quranic verse reiterates. Allah is all just in his creation. If you get up early in the morning in order to perform the dawn prayer and then sit down to contemplate and deliberate, this will help you to know Allah better and to realize particularly that he most gracious creates and controls all things with utmost rightness and justness. Imagine that a melon's crust were as soft and thin as that of the tomato. You would never be able to eat a melon, as it would be impossible to carry from one place to another. And imagine that the peel of a tomato were as thick as the crust of a melon. It would be nothing but mere crust. However, the size, outer cover, statue, taste and sweetness of the different kinds of fruits are most rightly and justly designed, for our Lord's creation is really marvelous. Man may make mistakes in making sweets by using improper quantities of ingredients, but our Lord Allah, the All Just, makes all kinds of fruits, such as apples, pears, grapes, figs, dates, with utmost rightness and justness. Therefore, the first meanings of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Adl, the All-Just, is that He, Almighty, Most Gracious, is most just in His creation. He creates all things most rightly and justly, and with utmost wisdom. To this effect, the Quranic verse means, and it is He who has created the heavens and the earth in the truth, and on the day of resurrection He will say, be, and it will be. The word truth in this verse means utmost divine wisdom, which is most right and just. Just contemplate your own body and food, and then contemplate camels and other animals. In this context, Allah, the All-Just, says, which means then let man look at his food. So let man see from what he is created. He is created from a liquid gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Verily, he, Allah, is able to bring him back to life. Also, do they not look at the camels, how they are created, at the heavens, how it is raised, at the mountains, how they are deeply rooted and firmly established, and at the earth, how it is outspread? The foregoing facts are about Allah's divine name, Al-Adl, the All-Just, as manifested by His creation. Let us now speak about His name, Al-Adl, the All-Just, as manifested by His divine command. Allah, the All-Just, commands you to fast for 30 days. The whole month of Ramadan, every year, if He commanded you to fast for 6 months, it would be unbearable. This is because the last days of the month of Ramadan seem so long and hard, as if each day were a whole month. The fact, the fast in Islam is only for 30 days, which is right and just. Allah, the Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Just, commands you to perform prayers only 5 times a day. If prayers were 50, and each one were made up of 50 rak'ah, it would also be unbearable. In this context, Allah Most Gracious says, which means Allah burdens not a self person beyond its scope. Therefore, the fast is right and just, and so is the zakah, the almsgiving, which is only 2.5% of man's wealth. The Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca, is also imposed on Muslims only one time in man's lifetime. Hence, Islamic religion is all right and just. Consider, in this context, laws legislated by human beings. Some man-legislated taxes are 80 to 93% of person's wealth, which makes him feel defrauded, while Islamic zakah, almsgiving, is only 2.5%, which is fair and just. In other words, Islamic rituals such as salah, prayers, zakah, almsgiving, hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca, etc., are all right and just. Not only Islamic rituals, but also Islamic commandments and teachings are all right and just. Consider Allah's commands to mean, tell the believing men to lower some of their gaze from looking at forbidden things. If Allah, the All-Just, commanded us to lower all of our gaze altogether, it would be unbearable, as sometimes we are unintentionally taken by sudden surprise at seeing something indecent or unlawful, which makes us lower our gaze after 1/10 of a second. This is most fair and just. Allah's divine command as regard lowering our gaze is fair and just, and so is Allah's commands of zakah, almsgiving, or the fast. If you are traveling, it is permissible for you to break the fast. To this effect, Allah, the All-Just, says what means observing the fast is for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or in a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. Similarly, If you are traveling, you can shorten the 4 rak'ahs prayers into only 2 rak'ahs once. According to some Islamic doctrines, such as the Hanafis, and this shortening of prayer is not only permissible but also obligatory in order to guarantee safety and comfort of travelers. While traveling, you have to deal with cars, airplanes, trains, airports, schedules, timetables, which makes you so confused. Therefore, it is permissible for you to perform prayers both shortened and coupled, the noon with the afternoon prayers, and the evenings and the late evening prayers. In other words, Allah Almighty is all just in both His divine creation and commands. What should man's attitude be toward His divine name, or this divine name? In our study of Allah's the beautiful divine names, we have 2 main purposes: to get to know Allah, which is the most sublime and paramount of all human issues. It is most sublime for mankind to know their Lord, Allah Almighty, or just who is the perfect one with whom we can be forever. The second purpose is to obey Allah and be happy by being intimate to Him and by attaining His divine love and paradise. You live with Allah and in His divine company and mercy forever. Does anyone in the whole existence deserve that you should know Him better than Allah? Almighty, most gracious, is there any issue that is more serious than to know Allah, the All Just? To Him alone do belong the most beautiful names, so call Him thereby. When you invoke, O Allah, the most merciful, O Allah, the All Rich, O Allah, the Almighty, should you not know the meanings of such divine names of Allah with which you invoke Him? A great many people are inflicted with some disease, and if doctors address one of them, there is no hope for recovery. He collapses simply because he does not know that Allah is able to cure him, no matter how incurable his disease might be, and no matter how definitive doctors' opinions might be. It is Allah who creates strength from weaknesses, ease from difficulties, and hope from despair. When man invokes, O Allah, the All-Powerful, but feels desperate, this means that he does not know what Allah's beautiful divine name, the All-Powerful, means. If you firmly believe that Allah Almighty is able to cure you, even without any substantial means of the most serious disease or illnesses, this means that you are a true believer. As true faith knows no despair, knowledgeable religious scholars invoke, O Lord, there can be no distress so long as you are the Lord. In other words, man should never suffer so long as Allah is there. He should never fear anything so long as Allah is there to help him and provide him with power and good health. Consider what the Holy Prophet Abraham alayhi salam said to his people. Abraham said, Do you see that which you have been worshipping? You and your ancient fathers, verily they are enemies to me. Save the Lord of all worlds, who has created me, who guides me, who provides me with food and drink, who, when I am ill, cures me, who will cause me to die, and then will bring me to life again, and who I hope will forgive me my faults on the day of resurrection. My Lord, grant me good judgment and join me with the righteous. Grant me honorable mention in later generations and make me one of the inheritors of the garden of bliss, the paradise. It is He, Allah, and none but Allah, who creates, guides, provides, cures, brings to life, causes to die, and forgives. Such is the Lord of all worlds. And therefore, O Lord, there can be no distress so long as you are the Lord. A true believer in Allah should never be distressed, simply because the Almighty Lord Allah is always with him. He should think well of him and put all his trust in him. In this context, the Lord Allah Almighty says what means, and Allah said, I am with you if you perform a prayer, give alms, believe in my messengers, honor and assist them, and lend a good loan to Allah. Verily, I will expiate your sins and admit you into gardens underneath which rivers flow in paradise. But if any of you after this disbelieves, he has indeed gone astray from the straight path. It happens sometimes that a powerful and influential person promises another, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I will help you. Here is my phone number. Such a promise provides the latter with a feeling of confidence and security, although the former may, for some reason or another, fail to help him. But with the Almighty Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory to him, things are different. And his divine promise of help and security will certainly come true. Why should you study Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes? The answer is simply in order to attain happiness by them. In order to know that Allah is most merciful. In order to know that Allah is all-knowing and watch your steps with Him. In order to know that Allah is powerful over all things. In order to know that Allah is rich. Therefore, when you get to know that Allah the Almighty is able to cure you of your disease, you are never desperate or hopeless. Why is the rate of suicide so high in some countries? The answer is simply because people of those countries do not know Allah through His divine names and attributes. However, in most Islamic countries where life is not so comfortable or luxurious, the rate of suicide is remarkably low. The reason is, of course, believe in Allah, Almighty, Most Gracious. A true Muslim is someone who surrenders himself to his Lord, Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful, saying, this is what Allah wills. This is Allah's will. whatever Allah wills is, and whatever He does not will is not. This protects him from all kinds of psychological stress or disorders. The most beautiful prophetic hadith in this context is that narrated by the venerable companion Usama, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I was with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, together with Sa'd and Ubay bin Ka'b, when messenger from one of his daughters came to inform him that her son was dying. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent her to Allah does belong whatever he Allah takes, and to Allah does belongs whatever he Allah gives. Everyone has an end appointed by the Lord. Therefore, she should be patient and seek Allah's good recompense in the hereafter for his son's death. All things belong to Allah. Whatever he takes away is definitely his. And whatever he gives out of his grace is also definitely his. If you firmly believe in this fact, you have no problem in the life of this present world. The death of a young child in a family whose faith in Allah is weak and inadequate causes unbearable pain and sorrows. While a venerable companion whose son was seriously ill came back home worriedly to ask about him, he asked his wife anxiously, how is the child? She answered calmly, he is very quiet and peaceful. Do not worry. The father's anxiety subsided, and he understood from her words that the child was very well. She prepared food for him and, as some narration goes, adorned herself well enough to please him and allow no fear or worry to creep onto him that night. Next morning, she told him, if our neighbors lend us something and then get it back, do you get angry with them? No, of course not, he replied. This is exactly what Allah did with our child. Of course, she meant to tell him that the child was dead, but she did not, or she did so with utmost care, wisdom, and faith in the Lord. Allah most gracious, the man, of course, received the news with true faith and contentment. He went to Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and told him what happened and what his wife did. Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, may Allah make your night, which you spent with your wife, a blessed one. And it is related that after that, he had another son, whose 10 children were all reciters of the Holy Quran. Such is the death of a child in a Muslim family, while the death of a child in an unbelieving family may quite often drive the mother crazy or mad. Therefore, knowledge of Allah's beautiful divine names and attribute is meant to provide us with happiness. Moreover, you are actually with the Lord, Allah, and will be forever. And therefore, it is most wise to know Him before it is too late. It is most wise to know Him while you are still healthy and wealthy in this present world and before the resurrection day is come. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. What should your attitude be toward this divine name? Al-Adl, the All-Just, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a believer, so what benefit should you get from Allah's divine names? Your share of this divine name is to be moderate, just, and right. To be aware of going to extremes as regards affairs and enjoyments of the life of this present world. In other words, as a true believer, you should have a balanced stance between exaggeration and negligence. Therefore, when you get to know Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Adl, the All-Just, we know how to color ourselves with such good qualities and manners that please our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the light of this divine name of Allah, that's why religious scholars say that we should be aware of extremes of both exaggerations and negligence. We should always be moderate. We should always be right and just. In time of anger, you should be careful of both reckless courage and weak cowardice, as they are both eludible extremes. You should stand somewhere in between recklessness and cowardice. Do as you like, because as you do, so shall you be rewarded. Righteous work is never made to waste. A sin is never forgotten. And the judge, Allah, never passes away. Do whatever you like, and you will be duly rewarded. If you are obedient and dutiful to your parents, Allah Most Gracious inspires your children to be obedient and dutiful to you. If you serve other fellow humans, they will also serve you. In this context, Allah's Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, bid the venerable companion Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him, O Bilal, spend of your wealth and do not fear straying of the owner of the throne, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, spend of your wealth, and Allah will spend on you, provide you more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just in His creation, commands and acts, and we as true believers should stand in the middle between two eludible extremes, exaggerations and negligence, in all of our attitudes and deeds. Allahumma inni abduk wa ibn abduk wa ibn amatuk nasiyati biyadik madun fiyya hukmuk adlun fiyya qadauk as'aluka bikul ismin huwa lak سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، وأسألك بالاسم الأعظم الذي إذا سألت به أجبت، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم نور صدري وربيع قلبي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي وغمي. يا كريم العفو يا ذا العدل، أنت الذي ملأ كل شيء عدله. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا، واختم بالباقيات الصالحات عملنا. قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واخذ الصلاة.